The announcement is going to be in three parts today. Geraldine is going to say a quick word. I'm going to say a quick word. Then I'll ask the duty warden to come up and give us the announcements. Thank you.
I just wanted to thank everyone who was with us last Sunday when Alan and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary. It was wonderful to have so many people here from our congregation, and we had friends and relatives who came as well. And it was a very special time for us, and we're so grateful for your friendship and your support. We felt very much the support of our parish family, so thank you very much. I also have a request. I remember making a remark at the time that Alan and I were cutting the cake. There were at least 10 or 15 people with cameras, and I made a comment, my goodness, it's like paparazzi. So if there's anyone here who took pictures then, I wasn't taking pictures that day for obvious reasons, but if you could share them with us, if you've got them on your cell phones, I can give you my cell number, and we can transfer them that way. But if anybody has photographs, we'd be very grateful if you could share them. And thank you again for being our parish family.
Last Friday was our Chinese Moon Festival. If it is not the most important, it's certainly one of the most important festivals. So the Mandarin Ministry, we bought some mooncake. It's at the coffee hour table. And this festival to us means family reunion. And we are St. George, we are the St. George family, we would like to celebrate this festival as a family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Morning. Today is certainly a day of the letter R, isn't it? Recovery of the lost, reach out to each other, etc., etc., and to their no reunion. Just quickly, I ask your prayers for a mission group that's going to, a work mission group that's going to Kenya and Tanzania this week. Felicity and I will be part of that group. The bishop has generously given me some time, combination of vacation and professional development days for that mission trip. It's a work mission. It's through the Passionist Fathers. It's a Roman Catholic order. So we're joining the Roman Catholic group that's going to the work with the Passionist Fathers in Kenya and Tanzania. And so I ask your prayers for that group of 18 of us who will be traveling. During my time away, Reverend Morning Wang will be responding to pastoral emergencies. Reverend Morning will be here on the 22nd, Sister Connie on the 29th, and again, Reverend Morning will be here on the 6th. So please keep us in prayer, and Felicity, as usual, will do the usual updates. You're on, Lorraine. I'm just waiting for you. And sign up, please, for the, and I'm sure Lorraine is going to push it a bit for us, but for that session that we're having in the fall from visitor to disciple. Thanks, Lorraine, you're on.
So 2 weeks ago, we heard from Bishop Asbill that this is Creation Month. You'll notice a coffee hour, the green and blue representing the water and the earth. And then we have these beautiful yellow of the sun from the anniversary party last week. So Bishop Asbill asked us to come up with some goals to help with the creation environment, etc. And one very simple thing we can be doing is a better job with our recycling. And so just want to talk about where these things go very briefly. A plate that is soiled goes into the green bin, organic. Some people are worried about the color. Don't have to worry about the color. I've checked this all out with Nigel, who's our expert, who has attended training with the city, and he's going to get more involved in all this as well. So paper plates, even if they're not soiled, can go in organic, but if they are soiled, they definitely go in organic. Napkin goes in organic. Your little sugar package can go in organic, but we usually have a little plate to put it on. Cutlery right now is going in the garbage, or we're saving it. This is good cutlery. We'll save it, wash it, and reuse it. And styrofoam should be emptied and rinsed out if possible, goes in recycling. So I'm going to hold up each item, and I'd like you to say green, blue, or black. Okay, you ready?
Green.
Blue, unless it's got lots of garbage in it. But if you put your napkin and food in there, dump that into the green. And if it doesn't have much in it, where does it go? Blue. Where are we putting this for now? Black or reuse. Reusing is even better than recycling.
Green.
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 Green. Okay. So no food in recycling and no styrofoam or plastic in organics. That's what we've been finding lately. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, I know there are gray areas of other things too. This is our last chance to get articles in for the newsletter. The deadline was last week, but our editor has graciously given us some extra time. So we would love to have some more articles. We have a card to say goodbye to Raymond. Raymond's been a parishioner for several years. He's been on advisory board, sung in the choir. So please sign the card at coffee hour. And there's lots of information in the bulletin. All the fall events are here. And as Leonard said, please sign up for our Making Disciples program. And we have advisory board at 7:15 this Tuesday, and worship at midday on Wednesdays is starting up again this week. And then on Saturday, we have a special St. Kitts and Nevis consulate service, and I was here last year for it, and it's a great service if you'd like to come. Sorry, I forgot this one. Do you know where this one goes? It's black plastic, so it has to go in garbage. We're going to switch over to popsicle sticks that will be able to go into the organics. We're going to discuss this at advisory board a little bit more, but as much as you can help with it, that'd be great. Thank you. What's that? Oh, great. And in our meeting room, we now have a water fountain. If you use washable cups, that would be great. And if you need a drink, you can go in there to get water. Thank you.
The recessional hymn.